第七节念到第十节。
Reading from verse 7 to verse 10, Romans chapter 13, verse 7 to verse 10.
翻到了，我们一同开声来读。
We are going to read together aloud.
翻在这边了。这个是做什么用的？这个是做什么用的？是谁的录音机？你们很多人录音没有先得到许可就录音了 ，violating human rights。我们大家来读罗马书十三章第七到第十节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 7 to verse number 10.
翻到了一同来读。
We are going to read together aloud.
凡人所当得的，就给一同读一二三。凡人所当得的，就给他；当得税的，给他上税；当惧怕的，给他上税；当惧怕的，惧怕他；当恭敬的，恭敬他。凡事都不可亏欠人。唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全的律法，像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，唯有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内的。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就成全了律法。我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
我感谢你把你的真理赐下，记载在圣经里面。也借着你启示真理的圣灵来光照引导我们进入你吃不透的奥秘，求主今天你的爱充满我们的心，你的灵对我们每一个人的心说话，帮助我们因为认识真理，我们就不回头走在错误的道路中间。主啊，你赐福这个教会，你成立了这个教会，你要用你的真理的建立建造你的教会，使得教会复兴起来，走在你的旨意里面，奉耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。今天这一段的圣经是保罗论到相爱的问题。
This passage Paul is discussing about our mutual love.
那在这里他提到关于爱、关于亏欠、关于完全同律法这四件事情。
Here he mentioned about love, our this owning, and also the perfection and also law.
爱与律法有什么关系
？What is the relationship of love and law?
命令同爱有什么关联
？And also this the law and also love. What's the relationship?
如果神把命令赐给人，为什么要人过一个爱的生活
？If God has given law to us, why say we got to need a life of love?
在命令里面包含爱吗
？And law does it embrace also love?
在爱里面包含命令吗
？And love does it embrace also law?
Commandment.
Commandment.
圣经告诉我们，命令的总归就是爱。
And the Bible tells the summation of the commandment is love.
如果一个人因为受了命令才遵行道德的话，这个为了命令而遵行，是不是爱呢
？If a man because he received the commandment, then only obey the commandment, does it mean that he has love?
有哪一个人可以说，因为他是行在律法的命令之中，他算是爱上帝的
？Can anyone say that because he obeyed the commandment, then it is that he loves God?
圣经把命令同爱连在一起。
The Bible put together this love and commandment.
在这里我们有思想到遵行律法的人是一个完全的人吗
？Here we say, when I ask the question, is the one who obeyed the commandment is the one who is perfect?
有哪一个人曾经是？实实在在完全遵行的律法
Has anyone truly obey this commandment?
如果我们不能完全遵行律法，我们怎么可以过一个完全的生活呢
？If we cannot obey the commandment fully, how can then we live a perfect life?
有哪一个人活在世界上没有亏欠呢
？Is there anyone living the all with in the world without any shortcoming?
有亏欠的人就不能完全，完全的人就不能亏欠。
He who has shortcoming cannot be perfect. He who is perfect cannot have shortcoming.
我们在这里看见的完全、亏欠、爱与律法是件大的事情。
So we can.See the perfection, the commandment, and all this love, and also the imperfections. This four things.
在旧约同新约里面，神都赐下了一个要求，要人过一个完全的生活。
In the Old and New Testament, we see that God wants us to live a perfect life.
亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现说：“我是全能的神。”你要在我面前做完全的人。
Abraham, when he was 99 years old, God appeared to him, saying that you must be perfect and lead a perfect life.
这个全能的神在希伯来文是 El Shaddai.
Almighty God in the Hebrew is El Shaddai.
这表示胸部丰富的一个神。
Within a one who is very abundant, full with chest.
正像一个母亲有丰丰富富足够的力量来喂养她的孩子一样。
Just like a mother who has a good breast to feed the baby.
这表示你过完全的生活，我有丰富的恩典可以供应你。
Meaning that if you lead a perfect life, then I can provide you abundantly.
神要人过一个完全的生活。
God wants us to lead a perfect life.
在新约的时候。 个登山宝训，耶稣基督说，你们要完全，如同你们的天父完全一样。
And also in the New Testament at the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "You must be perfect like your God, who is perfect."
如果人可能完全的话，谁曾经过一个完全的生活
？If it is possible for man to be perfect, then who has led a perfect life?
如果人不可能过完全的生活，神为什么要发一个不可能达到的要求
？If it is impossible for man to lead a perfect life, why should God give this commandment that we must be perfect?
这是相当矛盾的一件事情。
Something which is so paradoxical.
不能遵行。不能达到的何必要吃下来
That which cannot be accomplished, why does God want to give?
上帝要人过完全的生活
God wants us to lead a perfect life.
他的圣经告诉我们从亚伯拉罕从以撒从雅各到大卫到先知们没有一个人他们是完完全全的
But the Bible tells us that either from Abraham, from Isaac, until David and the prophets, there's no one who leads a perfect life.
亚伯拉罕是完全人但是亚伯拉罕说了好多的谎话
Abraham is a perfect man, but then he lies many times.
约伯是完全正直远离恶是的人，但他自己承认他的罪高过他的头。
Job is the one who is very righteous, but yet he admits that he has the sins that overwhelm him.
神借以赐下律法的摩西，他说：“你们不可杀人。”他还没赐下律法以前，就曾经杀过一个埃及人。
Moses, through whom the commandment is given to the Israelites, and they say that you thou shalt not kill, but before the commandment is given, he killed two Egyptians.
和神立立的大卫，在还没有这个记录完他的生命的时候，曾经有许多叫神不喜悦的事情。
And David, who is according to the mind of God, there are so many things that he have done which is not according to the mind of God.
借刀杀了人，他也抢了乌利亚的妻子。
Through others, he murdered one of the generals and also snatched his wife.
这样，我们从圣经看见，没有一个人遵行过律法，也没有一个人过完全的生活。
So from the Bible, we can see there is no one who has truly obeyed the commandment, also leading a perfect life.
但是这里圣经突然在罗马书又提到，一个人过爱的生活，他就成全了律法。
But then in the book of Romans, saying that if a man live a life of love, then he has accomplished, fulfilled the law.
所以这样呢，律法是可以成全的吗？
So if law and commandment can be fulfilled,
如果律法是可以成是不是靠着一条一条逐步去遵行出来
The commandment can be fulfilled. Does it mean that we've got to obey one by one?
雅各书却告诉我们一个人破坏了律法一条就是破坏了众条
In the book of James it says that if you wrong against one commandment then you wrong against all commandments
当这个彼得站起来对那些真的讨论需要不需要给外邦基督徒行割礼的时候
At a time when Peter stood up and also to discuss whether the Gentile Christians should be circumcised,
他提到我们绝对不要把我们祖宗所不能负的轭加在他们的身上。
And he said that the yoke which our ancestors cannot bear, do not put it to the Gentile Christians.
保罗也承认没有一个人可以靠着遵行律法在神面前称义。
Paul also said there's no one who can be justified according to works.
但是这里却把一个很重要的这个奥秘告诉我们。
But here it tells us very mystery.
律法的总纲就是爱。
The summation of all commandments is love.
律法的总纲就是爱，在基督的教训里面很清楚显明出来。
And this summation is very clearly taught by Jesus Christ.
当耶路撒冷许多的文士问耶稣说，最大的律法是哪一条的时候
？When the scribe in Jerusalem was asking Jesus which is the greatest commandment,
耶稣说最大的诫命就是你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽力爱。
And Jesus says, "You must love your God with all your mind, your strength, and also your will."
这是人与神之间的关系，以爱建立起来的。
And this relationship of man with God is established through our love.
其次也相反，就是你要爱人如己。
And the second is the same: love others as yourself.
照样，人与神之间的关系是以爱建立起来，人与人的关系也是以爱建立起来。
So because man's relationship with God is established through love, also man's relationship is established through love.
律法的总纲若是建立在爱的原则的上面。
The summation of all the law, if it is built upon the principle of love,
我们不能一条一条遵行律法，我们却能靠着爱人如己把律法成全了。
We cannot obey the commandment one by one, but then we can fulfill the law through our love.
所以保罗在这里提到了彼此相爱与完全之间的关系。
So Paul talk about the loving one another relationship compared to this perfection.
我们应当对怎么样对待人？
How are we going to treat others?
一个好人，我们应当以好的良善来对待他。
A good man, we must treat him with goodness.
一个坏人，我们应当以爱来得胜他的恶。
And even an evil man, we must overcome him with our love.
孔子的爱的观念提到了以直报怨，以德报德的原则。
And this Confucius, he said, we must treat evil with evil and good with good.
但是呢，老子也知道要以德报怨更高超，靠近基督教的原理的这个伦理的原则。
But even Lao Tzu is even higher than this Confucius teaching. He said we must use goodness to repay evil.
就耶稣基督把爱最高的原则提出来，你要爱你的仇敌，为逼迫你们的人祷告。
Jesus Christ bring out the even highest principle of Christianity. He said you must pray for those who oppress you and even your enemies.
当保罗还没提到这一方面以前
，Before Paul mentioned all these things，
保罗提到我们与人之间应当遵循的原则是什么？
He said, "What is the principle that we should obey in human relationship?"
应当得罪的要交税给他。
The one to whom that this tax is due, give him the due.
应当纳粮的把粮给他。
To those revenues that due, let them have the revenue.
应当惧怕的，你就要惧怕他。
To whom we should fear, we fear.
应当恭敬的，你就要恭敬他。
To whom we should honor, we honor.
我看见了许多东方的基督徒，他们不怕当怕的，不税交，不上税，以当当上税。
I can see that all Chinese Christians, they do not fear whom they should fear and not pay tax to whom they should pay.
不恭敬当恭敬的。
And they also never honor those who should receive honor.
不尊重当尊重的。
Never respect those who receive respect.
这是一个不大好的事情。
This is not good.
我们有没有尊重那些应当被尊重的人呢？
Do we really respect those who are worthy of respect?
我们有没有应当交税给那些应当纳税的？
Do we pay the tax to the one who should receive the tax?
我们有没有应当惧怕那些应当惧怕的人？
We fear those that we should fear.
这是人与人之间的一个责任。
This is our responsibility of humankind.
当我们把应当的尊重发出去，应当的惧怕交出来，应当的税交上去的时候
，When we pay the due, the tax with due, also the honor, the fear with due,
我们才不会过一个亏欠的生活。
Then we will not live a lie with shortcoming.
是前几年在 Tel Aviv 有一个这个音乐的这个奖音乐的大赛。
In Tel Aviv a few years ago, there was a music competition.
这个世界出名的 Roman Sun Master Piano。Competition.
This Roman Sun Master piano competition.
那有一个中国人去呢，得了一个奖了。
There was a Chinese who got a prize.
还有一个犹太人去也得了一个奖。
Even a Jew also got a prize.
两个人都得同样的奖。
Two person having the same prize.
但这个犹太人回到纽约以后呢
？But when this Jew came back to this New York,
犹太人感觉到他们有一个青年人有这么大的成就，高兴得不得了，就大家联合起来买一个 Steinway grand piano 送给他。
And this Jew feels that he's so honored because the Jew young man has won this prize, and they pull the resources together and buy a Steinway piano for him.
Grand piano.
Grand piano.
那等中国人得了奖以后，有人说应当在世界的报给他登出来。
And when this Chinese got this prize, people said that we must publish this news in the Chinese world news.
但是有一个人说呢，叫他自己付钱了，为什么要登他的新闻
？And the people said, ask him to pay for himself. How can we pay for him?
你看见很不同的态度吗
？You see a different attitude.
懂得尊重赏识人才。
You must know how to honor talent.
有一些的不懂得赏识人才。
There are people who do not know how to honor talent.
如果我们今天有一些的青年人能被主用，我们怎样去把它找出来
？If we have young people today, God wants to use them. How can we find them?
如果我们都有一些的很有成就，我们怎么样去赏识他呢
？And the people who have great achievement, how can we appreciate him?
这是中国教会应当学习的事情。
This is something Chinese church should learn.
我有时候参加外国人的 concert 的时候
，There was one time I attended the concert of Westerners.
无论是 opera， 无论是 concert 或者 symphony， 这个 performance，
symphony, opera, or concert。
我看见那些人呢，好的时候他们就扑当扑当扑当扑当。
I see that when the performance is good, they just get applause.
他们所有的反应是很诚实的。
Their response is very honest.
也是我在 Berlin Opera House， 就在西柏林看歌剧的时候。
There was one in Berlin Opera House. I attended opera.
那些驻唱的人出来唱完了以后呢
？When the soloist came out and finished the performance，
他们扑当扑当好厉害。
They applaud and applaud.
等到那个指挥上台的时候
，When the conductor came out，
这个谢幕的时候，大家不但不扑当
，Not only they did not applaud。
他们大喊大叫，还有噗噗乱扑一场。
They boo him.
我就问他们这个噗什么意思
？I said what's the meaning of boo?
他们讨厌这个指挥，所以噗噗给他了。
Because they dislike this conductor.
所以外国人很诚实的，你该尊重就尊敬，该骂就骂你。
The Westerners are very honest. If you receive the honor, they give the honor. If you receive the boo, they boo you.
我不是说外国人都一样，有的外国人也很坏蛋。
I'm not saying all the Westerners are the same. Some are not good too.
但是呢，中国人就常常不懂得这个事情。
But Chinese don't know about this thing.
所以很好的。人
Those who are very good,
很好的歌唱家
very good
唱完了有中国人最多测两三次
The most they applaud is a few times
做意思为什么呢 因为如果再喷太多，他就会骄傲起来。
Because if the applaud more, then probably he will proud.
这个很多中国人这样的情形。
A lot of China has this kind of phenomenon.
那么唱的不好，我们也拍拍掌，免得他灰心。
If it is not good, also I applaud so that he will not be downhearted.
所以这个好坏都分不清楚了。
So they can't discern good and bad.
讲竞争的精神不强了。
And there's no spirit of competition.
所以你在外国看见 normal price 这个 price 那个 price， 在中国什么 price 都没有。
So you can see all the different prices in the Western world, but not a single bit of prices in Chinese.
特别在教会里面少得不得了。
Especially in the churches, there are so few of this type of prices.
我盼望我们年纪大一点的，多多鼓励年轻的人出来侍奉主。
I hope that those who are older can encourage those who are younger to come and serve the Lord.
特别那些忠心劳苦做传道的人，我们要好好的尊重他们。
Especially those labor and become preachers, we must honor them.
我到处看见许多这次长老专门欺负传道人。
I can see a lot of these elders and deacons they try to persecute their preachers.
我就祷告给他们的孩子个个做传道。
And I pray that all their children become pastors.
可惜有一些长老又没有孩子。
But it's so beautiful some of the elders have no children.
当尊敬的尊敬他。
He to whom the honor is due, bring the due.
当惧怕的惧怕他。
And also fear those who receive fear.
你们知道美国有一个这个黑人叫做 Marian Anderson.
Marian Anderson.
这个大有音乐的才干。
Also she is very talented.
但是他太穷了。
But she's very poor.
有一次人家送他一个提琴。
One of the people gave him a violin.
他太高兴，当天拉到四条线都断了才停下来。
And he played until the fourth string also broke.
当在 Lincoln Memorial 在 Washington 唱这个圣诗的时候。
At the time was singing in Lincoln Memorial.
八万个人听他唱歌，几乎一半的人流眼泪。
80,000 people listen to performance and half of them shed a tear.
到了这个二十世纪中叶的时候。
Coming to the middle of 20th century.
黑人中间又兴起一个很大的歌唱家。
There was another great soloist.
我认为是二十世纪最伟大的女歌唱家五个里面的一个。
And I feel that she is one of the most famous five soloists that we have ever produced.
这个人是谁呢？就是 Leontine Price。
Leontine Price.
是这个人两年前已经退休了。
2 years ago, she retired.
因为她唱到58岁不能再唱，唱的时候有点抖了，所以她自己告退。
Because after she reached the age of 58, she cannot sing anymore. She vibrated.
当她第一次在 Metropolitan Opera House 在纽约唱的时候
，At the first time when she was performing in Metropolitan in this New York,
如果没有记错，大概是24岁
，About 24 years old then.
她唱 Giuseppe Verdi 的 Aida Opera。
Singing the Aida Opera，
当他唱完的时候
，After that，
听众莫名其妙，天下竟然有这么好的声音。
And this the those who come to the concert were so amazed at how come there's such an English voice。
他一直讲 congregation， 不是是 audience。
Audience。
那么这些 audience 感到很奇妙。
The audience were very amazed。
所以他们就拍掌啊，拍掌。
Applause and applause。
你知道他第一次 debut， 他们拍掌拍多久
？You know how long did they applaud？
他们拍掌了26分钟。
26 minutes。
你想想看。我讲你一生到死还没有碰过26分钟，一直喷喷26分钟，大声的不讲，他谢幕谢不完。
She came out to the stage and to sing.
讲一生他的地位就成立了。
And her position was established.
他是个黑人。
She's a black.
这百人尊重他。
And the white respect her.
给你当恭敬的恭敬他。
He who should respect him.
当赏赐的赏赐他。你想想，26分钟，我不能想象，等他拍完了回去，两个手肿的都是大了。
I can just cannot imagine after 26 hours of minutes of applying the hammer to the door.
你自己打看看。
Just with your own hand and see.
看看打20分钟变成什么？
26 minutes.
一个人自己拍掌都给人家打，从唯物论的观点是一样的。
If you were to hit your own hand or you are hit by others from this materialism point of view, it's the same.
但是心情是不一样的。
But the feeling is different.
因为被打是不甘愿，自己打是很甘愿的。
Because you are beaten by others, you do not do it willingly, but you are willingly to applaud.
西方的文化已经懂得怎样赏识人。
But the Western culture know how to appreciate.
保罗在这里提醒我们。
Paul here reminds us.
应当惧怕的惧怕他。
Fear those who receive fear.
应当恭敬的恭敬他。
Respect those who should receive.
应当交税的交给他。
And also give back to those who.
当他讲完了这几句话，就讲凡事不可亏欠人。
And after explaining all these things, he said, owe nothing to anybody.
凡事不可亏欠人，就是在任何一件事对任何一个人都不应当有任何的亏欠。
To anybody, to anything, shouldn't have owe. We shouldn't owe to anybody.
中国人一提到亏欠，就提到欠债、欠钱的问题。
When Chinese mention about owing, we think we only think about money.
其这里所提的反思，包括了对人的尊重，包括对人的赞赏，对人的恩情，不要忘记。
But here, when it's about owing, it includes all things, whether appreciation or respect or honor.
那么怎样才过一个不亏欠人的生活呢
？How can we live a life without owing others?
就是我们应当的常常感到自己对人有亏欠。
There's all the time time we feel that we owe people something.
从这里我们看见三种基督徒。
From here we can see there are three types of Christians.
第一种的基督徒
，the first，
不感到自己欠人，也不感到人欠他。你是你，我是我。
They do not feel that they owe others, neither do they feel that others owe them.
第二种的基督徒
，second type of Christian，
常常感到这个人对我不好，那个人对我不好，他们对我不好，诸般这个牧师这些都对我不好，求主赦免他们。
They will always feel that he is not good to me, he is not good to you, he is not good to me, so they pray that God forgive them.
第三种基督徒是常常感到我对别人不够好，求主帮助我们会更好。我对他们有亏欠，我欠人，我对人不好，常常对自己有要求。
But the third type of Christian will always feel that he has owed people something, so he pray that God will help him so that he can repay.
当一个人对别人的要求过自己要求的时候，这个人的灵性同道德是不好的。
When a man demands more from others than he demands for himself, then he has poor spirituality.
相反的，当一个人对自己过于对别人要求的时候，这个人灵性同道德是好的。
If on the reverse, if a man demands too much from him from that to others, then he has good spirituality.
我们怎么样能过一个彼此相爱的生活？
How can we live a life to love one another?
我们就要过一个不彼此亏欠的生活。
We must live a life without owing to others.
彼此相爱同彼此亏欠是相反的。
And to love one another, also to have owing to other one another is two things with the contrast.
当一个教会都有彼此相爱的生活的时候
，If a church live a life of loving one another,
这个教会是一个复兴的现象。
Then this is a revived church.
当一个教会在彼此亏欠的时候
，If a church they feel fallen shock of
这个教会正有一个衰退的现象。
Then there's a phenomenon that this church is declining.
因为爱人的就成全了律法。
Because love will fulfill the law.
凡事都不可亏欠人。
In all things, do not owe anything.
唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
But in love, feel that you owe others all the time.
就常以为亏欠。
All the time, feel that you're owing others.
对自己有更深的要求。
So that you have a higher demand from yourself.
对自己有更多的要求。
And have more demand from yourself.
主啊，我亏欠太大了。
God, I have so much that I owe to others.
当你看见别人跌倒的时候
，When you see the others fall,
你不是看见他的责任，你先看见自己的亏欠。
You do not see first his responsibility, but first you see your own shortcoming.
当你看见别人的软弱的时候，就看见自己的亏欠，你就可以过一个好的自己的生活。
When you see that others are weak, you see only but first your own shortcoming, then only you can lead a good spiritual life.
你愿意做一个常不亏欠人吗
？Do you want to be one who never owe others?
如果你过一个常不亏欠人的生活，你就常常感到自己很亏欠。
If you want to live a life that you feel that you are not owing others, then only is the life that you feel that you indeed owe others.
这个叫做这个反合性的生活。
This is called paradoxical life.
The paradox. 一个基督徒应当有一个 paradox 的真理的生活。
The Christian should have a paradoxical truth of life.
这个字呢，在2400年以前，苏格拉底以前已经有希腊哲学家用了。
2400 years ago, this is one of Greek philosopher has used this word paradox.
那么 paradox 这个字什么意思呢
？What's the meaning of this word paradox?
我教哲学的时候，我发现了中文的哲学词典没有一本翻译的清楚。
And when I teach philosophy, I assume that the Chinese dictionary has not translated this word well enough.
有的翻译成为这个反逆性。
The very translation.
啊，有的翻译成了是非而是性，这个好一点。是非而是你好像不对，其实是是的。
Something which look apparently look like it's not in harmony, but yet it is in harmony.
No, look like wrong.
Look like it is wrong, but actually it's right.
啊，这是非而是性。
Apparently it is wrong, but actually it is right.
你们常常听到似是而非，对不对
？Many times we heard that actually it is wrong, but yet it is right.
就是反，不 ，it looks right but wrong. 似是而非
，looks right but wrong.
你们常常听到似是而非。
Looks right but wrong.
Looks right but wrong. 那我今天反过来 ，looks wrong but right. 那是非而是性。
Look wrong but right.
那你们多听哪一个？啊
？Which one have you heard more often?
你们多听了似是而非，对不对呢？很少听了是非而是，对不对？为什么？因为这个世界本来太多似是而非的事情。
Because actually the world is kind of filled with these other paradoxes.
不是。Because this world, there are more things that look like but wrong than something that looks wrong but right.So, 耶稣基督是 looks wrong but right. Human beings are looks right but wrong.
那么，
世人都看起来似是而非的，世界都似是而非的。
And the world actually is we deem it as this right but actually wrong.
这个花应该放下面一点，不然等下摔下去很麻烦。特别是两个人，这个不，放这个中间好了啊，漂亮。OK， 我们继续讲下去。我讲到哪里啊？
似是而非，
这个世界有许多似是而非的事情。
So in this world, a lot of things which actually is wrong, but deem as right.
但耶稣基督是非而是的就反。
Actually, Jesus Christ within that he is wrong, but actually is right.
到了十九世纪的时候，丹麦的哲学家 Søren R. B. Kierkegaard 就提到基督的 paradox.
In the 19th century, Søren R. B. Kierkegaard he mentioned about the paradox of Christianity.
他好像失败，却是成功。
Jesus Christ look as if that he failed, but actually he was victorious.
好像软弱却是刚强。
Look like he was weak, actually he was strong.
他好像是愚拙却是智慧。
Look like he was a fool, actually he was a wise man.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
那么这 paradox 翻译中文的时候，我就给他一个新的名词了。
And paradox in the Spanish translation, I give you a new translation.
你的涅槃性不大好，是非而是性比较好一点。还有一个翻译叫什么吊诡性，诡诈的那个诡，但听起来好像吊死鬼一样的。所以呢，我就不用那个名词，我给他叫做反合性。反合性看起来相反，其实是相合的。
So in paradox, my translation is this, something which appearance looks like in contradicting, actually they are in harmony.
看起来不调和，其实是平衡的。
Looking apparently it is not in harmony, but actually it is in harmony.
这个叫做 paradox.
This is called paradox.
那么圣经的很多的地方都有 paradox 的性质在里面。
And the Bible also contains a lot of places with the nature of paradox.
肤浅的人就说，你看矛盾了。
Those are shallow in their thinking, see that this is contradicting.
有深的思想知道，哎，这个很深的真理在里面。
But those who are with them in their thinking, see that there's a profundity here.
我举一个很简单的例子。
A very simple illustration.
如果我说的李建安是很谦卑、很谦卑的人。
If I were to make an illustration, say 李建安 is very humble.
Very, very humble. Okay.
Very, very humble.
So I'm making the statement, not him. So I make the statement to recommend and to introduce Mr. Lee Kenang is very, very humble. 如果他讲就不好意思。我讲就有意思了。
It is only good when he says that I'm humble, not good for me to say that I'm humble.
同样的事情，我讲和他讲不一样。
The same thing, but two different speaking, the same statement.
我讲李建安很谦卑，他没问题。如果他说我很谦卑，就不好意思，对不对 ？OK， 我现在讲了，李建安是很谦卑、很谦卑的人。
Mr. Lee is very humble.
啊，这我讲的哈，不是他讲的。那请问，对不对？笑什么回答嘛？我的 Mr. Lee is very, very humble. Is it right? Do you agree with that?
No.
No. 当他讲 no 的时候，你说你看，你们两个传道人自己打对台了。
So when I say that, I say that you are not conflicting.
为什么呢？
Why?
你们两个传道人在台上。
Because you are standing on the pulpit.
一个说是的，一个说不是，所以这个教会有矛盾。
So one will say yes, one will say no. Probably there's some problem with this church.
这个教会有矛盾了。
And there's contradicting things.
但看起来矛盾，其实不矛盾。
But actually, apparently it's contradicting, actually it's not.
因为当他说 no 的时候，就证明我讲的是 yes。
Because when I say no, with words that he says yes.
他怎么好意思 ？Yes, yes, I'm very humble, 对不对？他讲 No, I'm not humble enough because humble people never realize he is humble.
一个真正谦卑的人不会感觉到他是谦卑。
When he conscious he is humble enough, he is no more humble.
那么当他真正知道自己是谦卑的时候，他就不是谦卑。
现在明白吗？So in order to agree with my statement, so you purposely say no, 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 in order to agree with me. Is it right?
那为了同意，为了同意他，我是故意说 no 吗？
你是故意讲不来赞成我，对不对呢？对不对？所以那他又在 no. So the more he says no, the more he agree with me. 所以他越讲不就越赞成我。
So the more he says no, the more he agrees with me.
他越反对我就越赞成我了。
The more that he opposes me, the more that he agrees with me.
这个表面相反却是相合，这个叫做 paradox.
Apparently it looks like contradicting, but actually in it it is in harmony.
我盼望你们用这种了解去看圣经。
I hope that with this type of perspective you look at the Bible.
因为圣经里隐藏着许多 paradox 的真理在里面。
Because in the Bible is contained a lot of paradoxical truth.
我们今天没有机会一一来分析。
We do not have the time to analyze all of this.
那么在爱里面也是如此。
So the same thing in love.
一个自以为已经完全的人。
A one who feels that he is already perfect.
他一定是不完全的。
Surely he is not perfect.
我再讲一次。
I say again.
一个自以为已经是完全的人。
A one who feels that he is perfect.
他一定不完全。
Surely he is not perfect.
第二。以为自己不完全的人
，If you feel that he's not perfect，
那么你说，如果以为自己完全就不完全，以为自己不完全大概就完全，对不对
？So that thing probably it will be the reverse statement。
不是的
，No，
以为自己不完全的人可能本来不完全。
If you feel that he's not perfect， it is right probably that he's not perfect。
第三。
Surely,
一个完全的一定感到自己不够完全。
A one who is perfect, surely you feel that he is imperfect.
我再讲。
I'll say again.
自以为完全的一定不完全。
The one who feels that he is perfect, surely he is not perfect.
自以为不完全的可能本来不完全。
The one who feels that he is not perfect, it is probably right that he is not perfect.
一个完全的一定感到自己不完全。
The one who is fully perfect will definitely feel that he is imperfect.
我们大家来说，一、二、三，自以为完全的人一定不完全。 自以为不完全的人，可能本来不完全。一个完全人一定以为自己不完全，那用这个你可以考验你灵性的生活如何的。
With this principle, you can test what level of spirituality that you have.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
保罗说，你要常以为亏欠。
Paul says, always feel that you are in shortcoming.
常以为亏欠。
That always you are owning others.
常看别人是你的责任。
Always see that others is your own responsibility.
别人的成功。你应当鼓励有份。
The achievement of others, you must have a share.
别人的失败，你应当害羞有份。
The failures of others, you must feel shameful because also you have a share.
别人没有软弱以前，你应当劝勉有份。
Before others become weak, you must also exhort them.
别人的重担，你应当挑担有份。
The burdens of others, you have a responsibility to share with them.
所以你常以为亏欠，你就会过完全的生活。
When you always feel that you are owing others, then you only can lead a perfect life.
在旧约里面，你看大卫要买一块土地。
You see that in the Old Testament, when David wanted to buy a piece of land to dedicate to the Lord,
那么他到底买哪一块地的？
Which piece of land did he buy?
他从克南的手里买了那块地。
He bought this piece of land from that man.
但是另外一段的圣经，他从阿劳拿的手里买那块地。
But in the record, another piece of or the Bible is recorded another name.
到底阿劳拿或者戈南？是哪一个人？这两个到底哪一个对呢？
Who is the right?
你有圣经矛盾的。
He said there's a contradiction in the Bible.
原来这两个人同占有这块地。
Actually, these two men concurrently possess this piece of land.
在犹太人的传统，这两个人是兄弟。
In the Jewish tradition, these two men are brothers.
那哥哥很爱弟弟。
And there's the elder brother loves the younger brother.
弟弟也很爱哥哥。
And the younger brother also loves this older brother.
所以他们彼此常常照顾。
So many times they take care of each other.
那么柯南的地，也就是阿劳拿的地。
And this, the two brothers actually the land is possessed by both.
这两个人怎么相爱呢？
How do they love each other?
就哥哥常常想，大概弟弟的米粮不够。
And this brother always thinks that probably this younger brother doesn't have good provision.
我想帮助他。
So I want to help him.
帮助他呢，但是盼望呢，不要给他知道。
But just hope that when I help him, he doesn't know.
因为一面帮助，一面伤害他的自尊心是不好的。
Because if I were to help him and also hurt his self-respect, that's no good.
你最好不让他知道。
So the best is he doesn't know.
那怎么才能不让他知道呢？
And how do I cover this up?
三更半夜飘米到他弟弟家里。
So in the midnight, he will take this rice and go into the younger brother's home.
他弟弟半夜的时候不知道米里面就增加了。
So that when the younger brother doesn't know in the midnight, then there's increasing rice.
他只有告诉太太，也没告诉别人。
He didn't tell the wife or others.
他也没告诉弟弟。
He didn't tell the younger brother.
但是同样的思想也在他弟弟里。
But the same type of thinking also appears in his younger brother.
弟弟说：“哥哥孩子比我更多，可能他米不够。”
The younger brother said, "Probably my older brother has many children. He doesn't have."
所以他的需要比我大，我就要把米带到他那里去。
So he's a greater need, so I have to bring the rice to him.
但如果给他了，做哥哥的来领受，弟弟给他了，有一点自尊心不舒服。
But for the older brother to receive help from the younger brother, probably he'll be hurting his self-respect.
有的人一天到晚收人家的礼物很舒服，我也不知道为什么他会这样。
A lot of people there and now they receive gift from others, yet they feel very comfortable. I don't know why.
有一些人感到受人的恩很不舒服。
A lot of people when they receive gift from others, they feel they are very uneasy.
太极端了也是一个骄傲。
If you feel too extreme, it is proud.
但是这是一个人性之常。
But this is human nature.
所以这个弟弟也三更半夜偷偷的把米带到哥哥的那去。
So the younger brother also brings rice in the midnight to the older brother's place.
当他们两个都把米带去了。
When they bring the rice to each other,
那么大家都知道自己仓库里面米少了一包了。
They know that in their own this
米少了。心里的平安就增加了。
But then there's an increase in the peace in their heart.
因为已经帮助了别人。
Because they help others.
这个兄弟相爱。
So they love each other.
这兄弟相爱，希腊文就叫做 Philadelphia。
Philadelphia, that's the meaning of brotherly love.
你们就住在 Philadelphia。
You're staying in Philadelphia.
特别讲这个故事给你们听。
That's why I want to tell this story.
这个是 Arona 和 Conan 两个兄弟。
So these two brothers.
当他起来的时候呢？
When they rose up in the morning,
到仓库去看的时候
went to the storehouse,
哎，奇怪，怎么米没有减少呢？
Why is there some decrease in rice?
是哥哥说，明明昨天四包拿一包，剩下九包，为什么还是四包呢？
Ten bags already, send one bag. How can there still ten left?
他一面爬头，一面知道头没有痒。
He was scratching his face, but it's not itchy.
这怎么可能发生这个事情？
How is it possible?
这弟弟也奇怪，我明明拿了一包，哥哥为什么还是一样的？
And the younger brother feel the same thing.
所以他啊，昨天糊涂，大概算不清楚，本来是一包，减去一包变成四包的。
Probably it was 11 bags, and then I brought one to my older brother. Now he came back.
所以过了不久，他再把一包拿去。
So not long later, he wanted to bring one more bag.
他拿去了，他哥哥也拿来。
And the same thing happens to the brother.
这样常常发现什么哪来哪去没有减少。
So always they find that there's no decrease in the bag of rice.
到什么时候才发现
？When did they discover?
有一天晚上，两个都拿你的半路碰面。
One night, both of them meet halfway.
两个人碰到面的时候呢
？When they met halfway.
哎呀，原来就是你。
Then you did it.
那你拿米给我做什么
？Why did you give me rice?
我是哥哥，我想弟弟收入比较少。
I'm the older brother. I feel that probably you have less income.
说我不要你伤自尊心。
So, but I don't hurt yourself.
暗暗的帮助你。
So hiddenly I help you.
这个弟弟的莫名其妙。
But this younger brother feels very strange.
那么哥哥说，那么你为什么要给我
？And also he asked why did you help me?
我想少少生比较多孩子。
And this younger brother say probably have more children.
费用比较大。
And they have great expense.
我怕你不够，所以我也把煤带到你那里去。
I'm scared that you have not enough expenses, so I help you.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以当这两个人都这样相爱的时候
，When these two people love each other,
这个是彼此相爱的杯来了。好，我们继续讲下去。
We are going to continue.
那么这两个人发现的时候呢
？When these two men discovered it,
他们抱头起来了。
So they embrace each other,
爱的眼泪就流下来。
And they shed the tears of love.
这是犹太人很美的故事。
This is a very beautiful story of a Jew.
也许不但犹太人，全世界各地方都有传这样的故事，就从那个时候来的。
Not only the Jews, I believe that if every place in the world has this story, it came from there.
是大卫从阿劳拿或者从科伦拿这两个人，也就是兄弟，买了那块地。来建造圣殿。
So this David bought this piece of land from these two brothers to build a temple.
当他要买那块地的时候，他们不要收他的钱。
When he want to buy this piece of land, they do not want to receive any price.
他们一定要付钱。
But David insisted.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天怎样过一个彼此相爱的生活
？Today, how can we live a life of loving one another?
让我们的手停止指责别人。
Let our hands stop pointing to others and review others.
多多要求自己。
But more that we demand for ourselves.
当我的手不再做撤回的工作。
Our hands do not destruct.
多多建造。
More that we do.
当我的眼不再看别人的毛病。
Let our eyes not see others' shortcomings.
多看弟兄的好处。
See their good.
当我的口不再批判别人的缺点。
Let our eyes not critique others' shortcomings.
多为别人感谢上帝。
But praise on their behalf.
这样教会就兴旺起来了。
Then the church will revive.
你们的彼此相爱的心。
If you have the heart of loving others.
众人就因此知道你们是我的本土。
By this, other will know that you are my disciple.
凡事都不可亏欠人。
All things do not owe others.
我有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠人。
But in love, always feel that you owe others.
因为爱人就完全立法。
Because love fulfills the law.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
爱是不加害于人的。
When you love, you do not add wrong to others.
所以爱就完全的立法。
That's why love fulfills law.
我不能遵行立法。
I cannot fulfill the law.
你不能遵行律法。
You cannot do it.
神赐下律法根本不是要我们遵行的。
When God gives the law, He doesn't want us to obey.
因为他知道我们根本不能遵行。
Because it's not that it is impossible.
那么神赐下律法做什么
？Then what's the purpose that God gives the commandment?
尼托生在十二栏里面说，神赐下律法是要人干犯的。
What many in his book he said that God has given this law so that man can rule wrong against it.
这是非常错误的教训。
This is wrong teaching.
因为这个指责神的动机是邪恶的。
Because it is going to point that God has an evil motivation.
这是完全错误的教训。
This is wrong.
神不是恶的源头，也不是恶的原因。
God is not the reason, the cause, and the source of evil.
神是美善的源头。
But all the beauties and goodness come from God.
一切美善的恩赐是从他那里。
All the beauties and goodness come from God.
神赐下律法做什么？
What's the purpose for God to give commandments?
不是要我们遵行。
Not that we obey.
神赐下律法做什么
？What's the purpose then?
不是要我们违犯。
Not that we go against it.
神赐下律法做什么
？What's the purpose of God giving commandments?
告诉我们，我们不能达到他圣洁、良善、公义的要求。
So that we can know that we can reach the demand of righteousness and holiness that God has commanded us.
所以我们更需要耶稣基督。
So all the more we need Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
当你在律法里面看见神的公义、神的圣洁同神的良善的时候
，When in the commandment we see the goodness, righteousness, and holiness of God.
你也因此认识你自己是不义、不洁、同不善。
Then only you know your evil, your unrighteousness, and your unholiness.
当你看见自己的不义、不洁、不善的时候
，When you see your unrighteousness, unholiness, and also your evil.
律法去把我们带回十字架上，看见基督成为我们的公义、救赎。圣洁同良善。
Then the law will bring us back to the cross so that we can see that we need this righteousness of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ said,
我来不是废除律法
，I come not to abolish the law.
我来是成全律法
，but to accomplish it.
基督就是神的爱在人间的彰显。
Jesus is the manifestation of God's love. love in humankind.
他为我们被钉在十字架上。
For our sin, he was nailed on the cross.
他为我们流出宝血。
And shed his precious blood.
他为我们舍弃他的生命。
And also to give up his life.
他为我们担当了律法的咒诅。
And also to bear the curse of law.
他为我们承受了上帝公义的愤怒。
And also receiving the wrath of God.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
在他的身上。
Upon him.
我们看见真正律法的成全。
We can see the true fulfillment of law.
在他的身上。
Upon him.
我们看到真正爱的行动。
We can see the true action of love.
在他的身上。
Upon him.
我们也学习怎么样爱神爱人。
We must learn how to love God and love man.
愿主帮助我们。
Pray that God help us.
给我们做一个完全的人。
That we can be a perfect man.
过完全人的生活。
Leading a perfect life.
怎么样做呢？
How can we do it?
凡事不亏欠人。
In all things, do not owe others.
在彼此相爱的事情上。
But in the matters of loving others,
常常一味亏欠。
Always feel that you are insufficient.
因为爱人的。
Because those who love others,
就完全的律法。
He fulfilled the law.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我感谢你，因为你的恩，你的爱，今天吸引我们到你的面前，使我们领受你的真理，使我们看清楚你的引导，使我们明白你圣经中间的教训。主啊，我们感谢你，多少时候当我们看到自己够好的时候，就是我们堕落的开始。当我们看见别人亏欠我们的时候，我们就不能再长进。所以主，你的灵要我们回过头对主说，主啊，我是不完全的人，我愿你过完全的人，有心智追想更完全生活的生的这个基督徒。求主帮助我们，给我们常一味亏欠，好像我们在彼此相爱的事情上可以学习效法我们的主耶稣基督。主啊，我们感谢你，你的灵要继续带领我们，带领我们进到更完全的地步。主啊，求你把那个我们不能产生出来的天上的爱充满在我们心里面，因为你是爱人的就成全的律法。求主听我们的祷告。当我们大家低头闭眼睛的时候，
As we bow head and close our eyes,
我会问你一个问题。
I want to ask you one question.
有哪一个人你说，主啊，我感谢你。
Is anyone who says, God, I thank you?
今天你的道提醒了我。
That your word reminds me.
我愿意你的爱充满了我。
I want your love to fill me.
使我过一个更爱神、更爱人的生活。
That I can live a life which love God more and love man more.
我借着爱成全律法。
Through love that will fulfill the law.
来彰显你的荣耀。
To manifest your glory.
你有这样的人。
Is this our Christian?
请你把手举起来。
Just raise your hand.
举了放下。
And put it down.
感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。感谢主，
Praise God.
感谢主，
Praise God.
还有哪一个？
Anyone else?
你说，主啊，增加你的爱在我心里面。
You pray that God increase your love upon me.
主啊，过一个比较感到自己有亏欠而追求完全生活的人。
So that I can be one who feel that I owe others and yet want to seek a more perfect life.
还有哪一个人？
Anyone else?
请把手举起来。
Just raise your hand.
记得放下去。
And put it down.
感谢主，
Praise God.
感谢主，
Praise God.
感谢上帝，
Praise God.
感谢上帝。我们现在大家仍旧低头闭眼睛。
We continue to bow our head and close our eyes.
我要请这蔡良怀弟兄带领我们祷告。
I want to invite Brother 蔡良怀 to lead us in prayer.
阿门。我就会交还给郑牧师。